Kalim Perik Beis Mishtavav. Gistera, and into the Kibshan. You have a Gistera which you find in the Kibshan. Now, Kikaris, what they used to do is they used to, if they make it seriously clear, they used to put in the tanner in order to finish it off. In order to get, because of the extreme heat, it's going to end up cracking. Now, the Mishnah Shaila is the Kibshan, is the Kibshan. If you have to go on Malacha, then it's going to be Tameh. The cleat broke before you had a Gemara Malacha, so never had a same cleat to it. Therefore, it's going to be tar. Hashenkein. If they ever had Gemara Malacha already, and then it broke, so then it gets the same cleat. This was Mikala Thomas has some type of shimush. Either way, there's has the same shimush. The pshat is it broke before you had a Gemara Malacha, so people just throw it out. Now miyachid it latashmus, and therefore it doesn't have a shimush cleat. Hashenkein, once it has the same cleat, we still give it the same cleat to it. Why is it Dafka Mekivshan? Because if it's other places we say it's Tameh, because Rav Gusev is a Shuk, or Kalim, so it's a Kivshan, and therefore, Menestam is going to be Tameh. So in the Kivshan, then we have a Suffolk, it was a before or afterwards, and that's the Hamshech, HaMishnah. It's like the Rav, you see the Shreya, Shav Metecha Ma'adim, you know it before Machli of the Nishmara. This is a Klicheres, which is very narrow, and the bottom has like a lot of holes. It's like a nice size hole. You fill up water, you put your finger on the hole on top in order that air shouldn't get in. And your finger, then the water starts dripping out. This clay they use to water tzmachim and to put water on to do it on the floor. Sorry, why? Because since the two ways on the Mishnah, but being that the holes have a share of kindness of mashka, there was next to the base kibble, and therefore it's not going to be metama. It's tummy. I lechoyra she loses shame kli the fact of the tip of tip. That is simply put your finger on it, the water doesn't go out, and even without it, it just goes drip after drip. Since that dark tashmisha is considered kli kibble, and it's going to be kabel tuma. Machlon that the pshat is that each neck of the answer is not kunish mashka. All the holes together gets in the kunish mashka. If according to Elizabeth Tzadik, since each one together gets kunish mashka, it's enough to matar it. The reason is he done each one by itself. Since it's one by itself, it's not going to turn skibol into kabel tama. This says that the din of titrus tama is davka chicheres, that the toich is also the kabbalah and it's enough for kabbalah's tumba. But Kli Eitz, that's not a base kibble, that's not considered a base kibble. Ha'olamayitz to the Chuyra, the Tesefta says, Beferis, Mishpach Eitz is Tomei. Ha'olamayitz, that's considered a base kibble, the Chararudin over here. Kuvnitas Hay says that the reason on the Rush, which says in Tiers of Dime and Tiers of because the Mukach is considered a base kibble, therefore it's Kashan and Tiers of Dime. That can be examined for someone. Schalik on the Rush says you need to pass on the Tiers of Dime because you need a Kli Choshev. However, the Meshmois would be that's a din everywhere. These are Tom Kli Cheres. Tavish, Yeshlo, Lazbeis. This is like the absence of Mishle Gimel and a Tazel which has a Lazbeis. Pash has to be from all four sides. Machta Shlema. This is not like Mishle Gimel from a Machta Prutza. Tavish, Yimele, Ka'oris. Case of Tavlos Shumalekaris. Some learn that it's talking about they're all next to each other, each one's being killed with the Atzmai, that's the Tres Sol learns. There's another way to learn the Rush that it's a bunch of circular and on the inside of the other one, and each outer car surrounds the other one. So Nick Mechem is Sharas and the Kulam. Sharas comes out to one of them. The luck is only that car is Tame, the rest are going to be Tar. Even though normally if one Chedek Kli comes Tame, the whole Kli comes Tame. Over here it doesn't come Tame because each one's considered a Kli Bifnei Atzmai and therefore it's not going to be Tame. Even though they're all attached to one thing, but still, since each one has a separate usage, then that can be Tafel to the other one and therefore it's not going to be Tame. If there's a Lavazves, which is higher up, and is according to Tres Yisrael, that six separate things or a separate kalim, but you have an outer rim which is surrounding it. According to the Rush, they have a little round circular kalim. It's like each one's getting lower than the other one. The top one is the highest. So then if one comes tummy, the whole comes tummy. What's the taich? The taich is because the tabla makes it all into one kli, and therefore once it's number one of them, it's all going to be tummy. The taich is the pshat is when the sheretz comes to be a kara, it's written in the avir levazis. If the whole tabla and the kicheres and the tamay avirai, therefore when tabla comes tummy, it's tummy als toy. So that's right, dafkin kicheres. That there's a dintoich with tamay eats, which is nam tamay avira. The shirts wasn't one of the curse without touching the kufa tabla, won't become. The Mishnah is not tumah the kaira, but tumah the tumah the uichin inside of it. The curse at summer always tar because it's next to the one kli. Chayim beis tavlin shel ches mekamlu lam tumah is tavlin the kli ches, which is also split into different chalakim. He put tavlinim for different men. When the gear tava doesn't get away these kalim, that there's no safa which goes around it, and then it's considered separate things. If there's a safa around it, it's considered all one thing. So over here is even though that it has sheared walls, and it's like a clear, just four different, like a X, like a plus sign, making it to four different compartments. So even though they shear same walls, still the Kiddush is considered separate things. It's time to eat the Dechem Masculine B'Chaveri. It's time to eat, which one that came Tomei, the friend doesn't come Tomei. It's not too much Masculine. Time to eat the Masculine B'Chaveri. Now, too much Masculine is the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon with Guizer Atu, the Aisa of Mayanish Lazuiv. And the Chum second that it's only Matama if it's okay, that if it's only if the Teichli is coming, the Teichli is Tomei. But if it only touched the Gabli, only the Gabli is going to be Tomei, the Teichli is going to stay Torah. Therefore, the Mishnah is saying that if each one, if one Kli comes Tomei, it's the Gabli, the other Kli, and therefore the Teichli is not going to be Tomei. This is Dafka Tomei's Maskin. About the new Sheretz, even by it's going to be Tomei, because Sheretz and other Kli eats, the Teichli Gabli is going to be Tomei the whole thing. He split it, and half of the chitza, which is shama of the tamei, is going to be tamei, and the other half is going to be tar. The vikuach and the achrin and the rush and the rush learn that the richa menuri is even touched the top of the deich and see it's one to two, half is tamei, half is going to be tar. Shingin the mishnah achrinos, in that case, even for the richa menuri, the whole thing is going to be tamei. And it's only when you do it on the side. And what the chamol, even the mechitza, if it's different, it's the tar is going to be tamei, because the whole if it's different, it's the gabi of the kli tamei. Yesh levaz idif nimechemem nimechaveri. There's levazviz, which is taller, so the one comes tamei, and the whole thing comes tamei. What's he said? The dover is, because when it's the suffrage makes it into one kli, and therefore one part comes tamei, the whole thing comes tamei. A lapid tamei. A lapid is a lantern. It's going to be tamei. Now a couple of times I can stand by Asmich Stavach. The Mishnah is saying, you know, the lapid is not Kansas Asmicha. But over here is a couple of times because it's made in a oven that the base of Mishnah is in something else. And if it's made, the chachil would be done at Asmicha. So then it's going to be tamei. Tasefe, klisadayim, the klisha can't be stand without smicha, is not exactly clean to sadayim, but the chilasi was made like that, as in kli for kabbal's tumma. Veshuka shaner matam baver, the veshuka shaner is a klicheris which is made to put in the nair. Mishnah is telling you, even though the klisa is not so deep, and the nair doesn't go so far into it, but still to the base kibbal, that's the ravelins. The Ram says that the Kli says also the Kabbalah is a Shemen, which comes with the Nair, and therefore that's resides to be Tamei. So according to that, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? First, Pasha has a Kabbalah. That's what the Mishnah is in Ma'ir. Shel Tzatzer. Tzatzer is a pitcher made of Cheres, which is used for drinking water. And teeth. So Releza is metarachim metarim. Releza is the aver of the, where he has the jagged edges, not considered tocha kli. Therefore, it's like a metamet. The Chacham holds no, that it's considered tocha kli. And therefore, it's metamet a kli. Even though that area is not really a kapalah, since Eikon Kli has a tocha gomer and there's a tafel to it, Tresso says, and therefore it's going to be metamet. Kemuvan has to be that there's no revach being kemuti zayis. If there's that much space, then the bat is not going to be considered tocha. Mishnah Chuin would say the Ma'alach of Adov in the Mishnah is that it's talking about the Marasik is also the Kabbalah, sometimes Papyrus over there. And if the Chum hold that's the Toich, that's all since the Shimush Arai, it's not the Ikar Shimush, so therefore it's not going to be a Tamah.